Raw Feeders! Look at that. It's Monday, July 26, 2021, real time, as we get the show after the show going. The Raw Feed. Hi, gang!
Woohoo!
It's Rula and Eric and Sam.
It's just us girls hanging.
Yep. It's a fun bunch.
Take off the bras. Relax.
Who's wearing one? We burned those.
You are a pervert.
Gone forever.
You just figure that out now? How long have I known you?
I'm just saying. Like, you know, it's like you're just trying to be like one of the girls, like it's all cool. And then you're like, yeah, you know, just I took my bra off too. It's no problem.
Yeah, guys, it's all good.
Harvey Weinstein. Anyway. So by next Monday, we do. I guess we'll do another Raw Feed. No, we're gonna be gone. Well, Eric and I are gonna be out, but
we could do on Tuesday and then
to kick off before we do the Raw Feed on the road in Galveston.
That one will be recorded on Friday the 6th, mm-hmm. and then release it on that Monday.
Release the Kraken. That's what I
release
the crackhead.
No, the Kraken.
I've never met. I don't think I've only met a crackhead once.
Oh, unless you're talking about Kraken. Kraken is a rum. It's a spiced rum. Yeah. It's 90 proof. Used to drink it in college.
Is it really Kraken?
Yeah, so Kraken. Good. It's like a jug, right?
Yes. And there's like
octopus thingy on it.
Yeah,
the Kraken.
I think that's the monster. I think it's called the Kraken, but it looks like an
octopus. I've only heard of it from Pirates of the Caribbean. That was the bad guy.
Oh,
the Kraken.
The alcohol is delicious.
And now it's a Seattle hockey team.
Interesting.
Are they really?
The Seattle Kraken.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what they're saying. Are we going to be called crackheads? The big, you know, the fans. You know, they always have names for stuff.
That's cool.
What are fans for like that? What are Astro fans called?
Strohs.
I don't know. Strohs fans.
Strohs. Besides cheaters. I always see that every time I'm on social media. I'm like, God,
that is so
is this going to be the thing we have to deal with for 30 years from now?
Yes.
You guys are cheaters.
Well, yeah, because
30 years ago,
Eric,
let it go.
And you know what sucks? Who's that guy that lives forever as he's marred in baseball because he bet or something?
Pete Rose. I met him once. Pete Rose.
So he's not in the Hall of Fame. I don't even know what he did. All I know is that he's embroiled in controversy. No, I'm saying I don't know what he did that was great as a player. Or was he a coach?
Hitting. He coached. That's why he got in trouble. He was coaching and then gambling. But he was not betting on his team. He was just betting on baseball. He loved to gamble.
So he got suspended forever or whatever his thing is. He's marred for life because he gambled on other Major League Baseball games while he was a coach.
Yeah, that's frowned upon.
And he wasn't betting on teams that he played.
That's what they say. I mean, who knows? But, he was awesome. He had, 3,000 hits. He was a badass. During an All-Star game once, I'll do this real quick, he came running around third base and plowed the guy, the catcher, over. Plowed him in an All-Star game. Mm-hmm. Like, took him out, you don't do that. You know, it's all-star game. You just, it's easy, just
so
fun.
So he hurt the catcher?
Well, no, just there's just like, he's Mr. Hustle.
Roughly.
Yeah, he's like, screw this. If I'm playing baseball, you're getting 110%. I'm not one of those guys that could just kind of half-ass play. Kind of like football. The Pro Bowl is the worst thing. Don't you think, Sam, Pro Bowl sucks?
Yes.
Waste of time.
Yes.
It really
exactly.
Blows. By the way, I see your Steelers, people are saying, could he be the worst quarterback in that division, Ben Roethlisberger.
What? How are they saying that? How are they?
Everyone.
Where are their facts for this?
I was watching ESPN. I didn't click on the story.
Lies.
You don't think he is?
No, absolutely not. I could be biased, but
yeah, just a little bit.
I'm not saying he's the GOAT like Tom Brady, but I don't think that he's the worst. If he was, then why has he been playing for so long? And why are the Steelers doing good? You have to have a decent quarterback in order to.
They've had a winning record every year since 2003.
That's what I'm saying. And he's been a part of that every single year, except for I think one because he got injured. But
does that make you mad though as a fan though? Because you've seen your team always successful, but a lot of times they don't win the championship.
If we don't, that is hard. Mark, for instance, he was part of the Washington Redskins, which I don't know if they've been confirmed their new
not yet.
Name
Next
change.
Year they're gonna do it.
So Washington football team. Like, they suck. He's prepared to watch every game and know that they suck. When my team is normally really good and then we suck, that is just like a low blow. Like, I just get really upset, even though I'm not playing on their team, as Kevin goes, why do you say we? You're part of it. Like, you're like, rawr!
You know? Well, I mean, that's the same, if you were watching a game that you really want them to do so well. Like, okay, example, U of H in the Final Four. Like, you're all gung-ho for U of H to go to the Final Two, mm-hmm. for the NCAA mm-hmm. championship. And it was like a total blowout. I mean, would you rather have it be a total blowout and be like, okay, well, they're not going to win versus, oh, heartbreaker, last buzzer,
beater. They got beat by the champs, right?
Well, they did, but that means the way I look at it, Eric, is I look at it like, damn it, we could have won that.
Yeah, see? Mm.
I don't look at it as a good thing. The people that beat
well, that's
you
why it's a good thing.
Win,
you're like, we could have won it if we got
that
beat
makes
by
it
them.
Worse. That makes it worse. Because if the team that beat us then gets beat in the next round, I'm like, well, okay, you didn't have a chance against that other team. But if they win all the way, you're like, damn it, that could have been us. We're better than them. That was a bad call or a bad game or whatever.
Yeah. I wanted to bring this up on the show today. I didn't have time. But it was a stat. I'm sure Rula saw it. Sam, I don't think you saw this, but you're married, right?
Yes.
Happily.
Yes, I am. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Are you in any kind of rut? Because you don't have kids, so you guys probably are not in a sex rut, I assume.
Right.
This says, if you're married and your sex life is in a rut, here's some advice. Ooh. So I'm like, ooh, I'm listening. Just do it. Act romantic and you'll feel romantic. Couples often put off sex for weeks or months because one partner doesn't feel like it or doesn't feel turned on by the other. Instead of waiting for the mood to strike you, decide to do it and see what happens.
You strike
chances
the mood.
Are you're going to start to feel turned on. So ladies, just do it.
Sounds like a
that
Nike
was from
commercial.
The PhD,
like,
Martin Goldsmith.
Who agreed to this campaign?
I like this.
It's
just
called Emotional Fitness for Couples. Sam, I'm sure you have that book on your nightstand.
Yes, I do. Actually, I read it every single evening. It's right by
my
Bible.
Rula and I have talked about this, not with each other, but with our partners. Like, when we do it, we're like, why aren't we doing this every day? Or at least
or why don't we do it more often?
Three times
right,
a week.
Right, right. I get that.
Like, also for four times a month.
I agree with you on
just
that, Eric.
Kids,
every time,
so
it's like, oh, we could easily do this once a week. No, and then the week gets past you.
It's not like you're doing it for an hour and a half.
Right.
I
know.
Mean, I got things to do. That's too
long,
much.
Drawn out romantic rom-com doing it.
Ryan's always bragging, oh, yeah, you got to do those sex sessions that last 2.5 hours. I'm like,
heck,
I feel like
no.
You're not doing it right.
Yeah, you're not doing it right. At some point, there's a woman, her thought bubble is, oh, my God, can this guy finish already?
Yes, 1,000%.
I'm already on to like my to-do list. I got to buy some Dawn. I need some dishwasher tablets. I mean, have you ever seen that movie, What Women Want, Sam, or the remake of it?
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
that
I
really
have.
Was so genius because the thoughts that go through our heads a million miles a minute, it's crazy.
You think that would be scary as hell if we all could, like, see, why when you're about to have sex, as soon as you're together, like, you can read each other's minds?
No.
That'd be scary.
That would be awful. I wouldn't want to know. I would not want to know. No. I just feel like, no, that nobody wins with that. Nobody wins with that, right?
Do you ever think, what is he thinking about?
Yeah, so I'm thinking, after I saw the movie What Women Want, I was thinking, oh, God. I don't want to know what somebody else is thinking. It'll drive me crazy. Because you could be the nicest person in the world and just think of a thought that's not right. But that's just a flash. It doesn't make you a bad person. You're just like, oh, okay, well, whatever. And then it's gone. And then you're like, oh, you got nailed for that forever. You're like, okay, we're breaking up.
How about you, Sam? Have you ever thought of asking Mark
what he's thinking during it?
Like afterwards, you go, what were you thinking about, hon?
No, I just, I'd rather have more, like, boisterous, you know, like, yes, that feels good. No, I don't like that. Let's try something else instead of just, you know.
Not saying anything about it.
If Tasso said to me, what were you thinking about during that? I'm like, what do you mean what I was thinking about? We're doing it.
Right. I was thinking about.
Yeah, but are you thinking about the moment? Are you thinking about, like, are you, like, out of the body experience? Like, you're thinking about. Us two doing
what
it.
What are you thinking about, Eric?
Yeah.
You answer that. It seems like you really have a visual there.
No, I'm just... That's my thing. Whenever you're doing it, I'm always like thinking about that person. A lot of times as a guy, you don't want to think too much because you want to make sure things last longer than you plan on. You start
Says
thinking too
no
much.
No 22-year-old guy anywhere ever doesn't get it.
That's why you're thinking about sports. You're thinking about something to...
What?
To
you're not
to distract yourself.
Sports.
Well, actually, Eric, now
if you
got to
distract yourself, you got to think. But I'm just thinking, if I start thinking about my wife and like what we're doing and I start looking at
and
her
eyes.
And
then Eric starts laughing,
like,
thinking how dumb they look.
That's why I always say people, if we recorded it.
Because you recorded it, you look dumb.
I've only
okay,
recorded
but now that
one
you're a seasoned lover, now that you're a seasoned lover, Eric, you know, you're not 24 anymore. How would you rate like the desire of 22-year-old Eric compared to now Eric? Like, what's the desire ratio? 22-year-old Eric, what, 10 times out of 10
yeah,
times?
Yeah, 10 times, yeah.
Or I think, 15 times out of 10 times?
I don't know if
times.
It's because I take that Propecia and it keeps me, you know, level. It's like medicine.
It keeps you sedated?
Yes, sedated.
So you stop trying to go after your wife?
Yeah.
She's like, I got to get things done. take more of your drugs and settle.
Or I'm just tired. Like
settle down.
On a Friday night. And with the kids, now my one daughter already goes to bed at like here at 1 a.m. getting snacks downstairs, talking to her friends and stuff. She's a teenager.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, yeah, she's sleeping longer than I am. And it's like, how do you find time? That's what I'm hoping this weekend when we go to Cabo. I'm like, all right, we're going to do
rule,
it.
What's the rule, Eric?
We're going to do it four times.
What is it? What's the rule?
Yeah, as soon as you get in your room, you better get naked. I'm naked as soon as the bellhop, I tip him, then I'm going to tip her.
That's awkward if you and I are in the lobby with our maids and we're like, oh, okay, cool. We're on the same floor.
Everyone's thinking
okay,
the same thing.
See y'all later.
Oh, that's the worst.
I'm going to be naked in 20 minutes. Yep, it's very awkward now.
That's worse if you get the same room next to each other. It's like, oh,
same
son
floor.
Of a
oh, gosh.
Bitch.
You can hear each other.
I hope not.
Okay, so here's some truth, Sam. You know, for those raw feeders that aren't up to date, about, was it 3 months ago, 2.5 months ago, Eric's wife, who's my sister's best friend, threw us a text saying, hey, guys, would y'all be open to taking a trip together? Mm-hmm. Now that we can travel, it's summertime. Let's go to Cabo. It's my birthday. I want to go with friends. Would you guys be game? Man, before she could finish sending the text, Tasha was like, yes, done, booked.
he got tickets
he
before anybody.
He was like, we're going. And I was like, yeah, that'd be fine. I mean, that'd be fun. Go with a group. I've been there with you guys before. I went to Mexico with Eric and Negi and friends. And so I was like, sure, great. That's awesome. And then comes the passport chaos. In case y'all missed that, I couldn't buy my passport. Then I spent like 8 hours of my life on hold with the State Department trying to get one. Anyway, so we decided we're not going to go because it was too stressful. It didn't work out. And the thing that stresses me out more now is if I had my passport, and I'd be sweating now because that COVID variant's like going crazy in California and Mexico and all that. And so would you be mad, Eric? What if I go into all that trouble to get that passport? And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to go because I just feel like that COVID scares me. I'm stuck in Mexico.
No, I'd never be mad because everyone has their own. I want everybody to be comfortable and happy. I don't want anybody have anxiety or worry about stuff. I worry about it because what if I'm stuck all of a sudden? I can't come back for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'll miss my son. I'm supposed to go to a concert with my son. We're going to get that big kid credit award in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Got a lot going on the next couple of weeks. I'll be
and
bummed,
actually, I went to a bridal shower yesterday where, you know, people were masking up again. And I walked in wearing my mask and I took it off as I was, you know, sitting and talking to my table and stuff. And one of the ladies there said, oh, my friends went to Cabo last week and two of them tested positive before they could leave. So now they're stuck there. And I was thinking,
they tested positive and they still went?
No, they tested positive. They didn't test themselves before they left.
Oh,
see, because me and Eric were saying the trick is you got to test yourself here. Make sure you're already not positive. So that when you go there, for anybody that doesn't realize this, if you're going to go to Mexico right now, real time, July 26, 2021, you have to have a negative test before Mexico lets you get out of there to come back to the States, or at least the States let you back. So if you are already carrying it and you don't even realize it, then you went there positive and you didn't know it. So you, quote, test positive there and they won't let you back out. And you're like, oh, damn it.
Well, how many tests you can take, though? Like, say you get a positive reading. Can you take it again? Because, you know, sometimes there's false positives.
Oh, man.
Well, you when know. My daughter got her positive, I was like, no, there's no way. She has, like, no symptoms. So I didn't believe it. So we tested her again, the PCR test, the one that's 3 days. It's more, you know, said she was positive. And then I did the long-term one thinking, okay, let's cross our fingers. She's not positive, but she was. Mm. But then my son tested positive with the rapid, and he tested negative with the PCR.
So that's what I wonder. That's the only thing making me nervous on this trip is, will I be able to come back?
Yeah, because who's watching your kids?
Her parents.
Okay.
I just put a bowl out of food and said, all right, kids, good luck.
is that how you watch kids? Is that what people do nowadays?
Oh, yeah. It's easy. Put TikTok on. They're distracted for 10 hours. And just have some food of some Cheez-Its. It's all good. They
my
can survive.
My kid gets lost in, you know, like when you were growing up, Sam, you probably had some favorite TV show you used to watch, probably because you were a 92 baby, right? So
yep.
2002.
Rugrats, what was your thing?
Oh, yeah, I liked Rugrats.
What was, like, your favorite?
I don't know. Rugrats, probably. Okay. I liked, I can't think of it.
Rugrats is to you.
Okay.
I was hoping maybe, like, Puppy Dog Pals or PJ Masks was going to be to my kid, and it was for a while. I mean, MJ was watching PJ Masks until he was...
He's over that stuff now.
Five.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what pushed him out of that realm? It's the videos of monster trucks, like Hot Wheels and stuff. He loves Hot Wheels. And there are people, guys, who have created entire, like, shows about... Okay, remember when you were a kid and you're watching a commercial for a toy? And you're like, oh, my God, that's awesome!
I want it. Mom,
and
mom.
In the small print underneath it says, you know, setup not included. Because you were just getting the one car,
and
the boys in
the
commercial have like the mountains and the volcano and the rivers and all. It's like a setup for the commercial.
Did your brothers have
car, the
stompers,
chocolate cooler,
the car stompers?
No, it's that one.
Mine didn't either.
Yeah, that was big in the late mid '80s. It was like little car, they're cars with like big wheels, and they had batteries on them. You turn them on and they go up and they stomp over stuff. They were awesome.
Oh, no. That sounds cool.
Look up Stomper commercials. The best in the 80s.
So basically, somebody has taken the concept of the commercial we've all seen as kids and they've turned it into a YouTube long form feature. Like Matthew Jimmy can go to Hot Wheels on YouTube, Monster
Watch
Trucks.
Kids playing with it? Or
no, there are no people in it. They've basically taken the cars like in the commercial and they've put them through races. Like they've built these entire obstacle courses for the Hot Wheel monster trucks. And all it takes is like one human hand to push the monster trucks to activate them. It's almost like dominoes. And he's crazy for those videos. And I was thinking, man, you know how you can advertise and do all these things? I'm sure somebody listening to the Raw Feed probably saw us maybe the beginning of one of their YouTube videos. Because we have all this different kind of advertising. Like my little niece is two. She loves watching Coco Melon or something else she was watching, and we were at the front of that on a YouTube video. So that's what they watch now. So when they grow up, it'll be like, oh, we don't have like a thing that unites
us. I think it's
going
to be harder to do radio in 25 years, 20 years.
Yeah, because nobody
5-year-olds
has
are 20,
all the same thing.
Yeah, we can all talk about, hey, remember that show Small Wonder when we were kids? Oh, yeah, people our age in their 40s, you can go.
That.
Yeah, that's all we had to watch. Rula grew up in Houston. I grew up near Illinois on a farm. We pretty much had
There's
the same.
To watch in the afternoon.
We're like twins. You're, if what was that? Oh, what was that movie? Sam would know it. Where they had the underworld. Was it? Oh my God.
Underworld. Movie.
Key and Peele did it. One of the guys is a scary movie last 2 years ago. Up or something like that. It was called. Or,
Get Out.
No, it was like it was one he did after Get Out, but it was like.
Oh, yeah, the one with Lupita Nyong'o.
Yeah, you're on top of this world, and there's people underneath that world just like you, but they're not. They copy all your things. It's a long. Sorry about that. I didn't need that in there. But that's how Rule and I are. We're like two peas in a pod. We watch the same stuff because there's only four channels growing up.
Yeah.
Neither of us had cable.
Right.
We didn't have,
right.
You know, there's only so many drinks you could drink.
We were basically
no energy drinks.
Whatever was on. Yeah.
All you had was like Coke, Pepsi, Sprite, 7-Up. 7-Up. Always never had it, always will, or something like that. And maybe some, what
Dr.
else
Pepper.
Was there a drink? Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper.
RC Cola. That's all we had. Not now. It's like, there's 20
45
iced teas to pick from.
Drinks. Yes, I know. So crazy.
It's effing crazy, man. Do they have Lipton iced tea anymore?
Yeah,
that was my jam when I worked at Orkin.
Of course
I'd get
they Lipton.
I never see it. I only see Golden Peak and that one with
Arizona.
The blue one.
Well, Lipton, honestly, Eric, when in
Lipton
the
used to be a
machine,
fat bottle. I used to love that fat bottle. It was glass.
I don't remember Lipton being in the glass bottle. I remember Lipton in the can. Because what's that thing where you, or was it Nestle?
Like Brisk?
No, there was a Lipton.
Brisk.
Yeah, Brisk tea.
Oh, yes.
Because Sam, when I was pregnant, the vending machine at KRBE had only one caffeine-free option. It was a mug root beer. And they even had like a Brisk iced tea. And I was thinking, oh, well, maybe this is good. No, it's terrible. I learned when I moved to the East Coast that nobody does it like Texas or like the Southern states for tea. It's like fresh brewed, actual brewed bag tea that they'll sweeten. But in the Northeast, oh my God, it was like this powdery, nesty stuff out of a can. You know what I'm talking about, right, Sam? You probably saw it.
In a can that you would scoop in
water?
It was
like a big, think of like your lemonade container, old time lemonade or whatever that lemonade mix is in the can, the canister with the plastic lid, where you scoop out the lemonade and then you put it in the water and you mix it. That's how they did iced tea in some places. So I had to specifically say, like if I said, do you guys have iced tea? And they go, yeah. I go, is it brewed iced tea or what is it? Oh, no, it's not brewed. Okay, then no, I'll take a Sprite. Like I cannot drink powdered tea from a canister.
No.
That is sacrilegious.
It's Pure Leaf is a good one too.
Oh, Pure Leaf is my jam.
Yeah.
You know, Gold Peak for a long time I would not get on board with them because Gold Peak wasn't like because Pure Leaf is just brewed tea leaves and citric acid. That's it. Because you have to have something to preserve it, I guess. And the Gold Peak had like caramel coloring and stuff in it. I wrote them off for such a long time, but I think they switched their formula now and they don't have caramel coloring anymore. So maybe
kill me. I'm trying to find the bottle on Google Images of Lipton. Because it was like a
or
weird
maybe it was
looking
Nestea.
Bottle.
You're not thinking of Nestea?
No, mine was
they would fall
Lipton
backwards
Sweetened.
In the trust fall.
And you could push a little, when you open the bottle and you close the lid, you had a little, you could push the button to tell that it was been, the seal's been popped.
Oh,
glass.
Google image.
That sounds like Snapple.
Kind of looked like Snapple. It kind of looked like Snapple. That was the thing
like
in
the
90s.
Pop, yeah, because then you would always read the Snapple lids. And I always thought that was super cool.
Yeah, it was like Snapple lids.
Yeah, we just have plastic
cool bottle.
Ones. It's just drink plastic ones, but even these kind of taste a little artificially.
Yeah, no, like, it was a bottle. That's why it felt so good. Bottles of Gatorade, a real bottle. That was the shit, man. That was awesome.
So here's a rando question. So I'm talking about it. How long does brewed iced tea last in your fridge? Because in restaurants, they dump it out. You know, they make it daily. They don't keep it. So I will brew iced tea, and I'm like, I can't drink all this in one day. So it's giant tea bags, you know, the family size. So is it like 3 days max? Is it 5 days max? Like, how long do you keep a brewed cold tea in your fridge? Any ideas?
No idea.
I have no idea. Normally, I feel like it never lasts that long for me to have this issue.
Well, it's pretty big. I made three envelopes, like, you know, so I had to hang it so, you know, to make it really dark. And I was like, this is a lot of tea. I had to water it down.
I'm so used to that crappy Splenda stuff. I got to get off that.
I would love some tea right now.
I want a nice iced tea.
I'm trying to drink green tea. But I just
How's
feel like
that
I,
going?
I don't.
Green tea has more caffeine than black iced tea.
Oh, nice. And
is
Jules,
it better for you or no?
No, I don't know. I just feel like green tea is supposed to be like better for you. I don't think it really is, but I'm trying to add that into my drinking. I don't know, but I don't think I make it good. Like my mom makes home brewed iced tea. That's all my family drinks at home.
I love that. I love it.
But I just don't want all the added sugar to it. So of course my iced tea doesn't taste good because I don't add all the extra sugar that she adds.
Well, you can put like a Splenda or like an Equal or a Stevia in there.
I guess.
Isn't that bad for us though?
Yeah. Like I just don't want to add all that artificial stuff into my body.
Like they're bragging about Coca-Cola or Dr. Pepper, these commercials now, zero sugar. But I'm thinking,
what
is
what
you replace it with?
Exactly. It's not healthy. Yeah. It's not like it's a honey or something.
Isn't sugar better? I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. Well, here's some bad news I just found out.
Uh-oh.
I just Googled it, like, does brewed tea go bad? And it says, have you ever made a big batch of tea? Sounds like that Brian sound. Have you ever not found a bag for your vacuum?
Vacuum cleaner.
Okay. Have you ever, it says, does brewed tea go bad? Here's how long you can keep it. Have you ever made a big batch of tea and somehow had lots of it left over at the end of the day? You probably wondered how long can you drink it for? Well, tea can be kept in many ways over several periods of time, but you typically should put it in a very cold place out of the sunlight, which is the fridge. And brewed tea can last only up to 48 hours.
Uh-oh.
And you gotta dump it.
What?
Oh, man.
What happens to it?
Are
read
you
on.
Sure?
On the counter, it lasts up to 8 hours. In the fridge, it's 48. It says that's a whole lot of ifs and buts. We'll discuss all of them in this article, which I don't have time for.
I hate when I go to restaurants.
The CDC had a rule that it was 8 hours in the fridge. It's the same amount of time. What's the effect?
Do you guys like all those fancy, like Cafe Express has like six fancy kinds of iced tea.
Oh,
like,
I love it. Their black currant tea is like the original Cafe Express tea that I was like, wow, this is amazing.
I just want regular
but
sweet tea.
But now it's like, no, but CBT is too sweet for me. I like to sweet it myself.
And what's up with Cafe Express? Is that like, the one over here by in
Where
Greener Plaza
they?
Is gone.
Yeah.
I think Ireland's still there, I hope. I love going in there and get my salmon or my pasta salad, chicken salad.
There's one in Town and Country still.
Do you ever go there, Sam? Do you ever go to Cafe Express?
No.
Okay.
No?
No, I'm such a cheap butt. I'm such a cheap butt. It's ridiculous.
She said she's pushing back on her her drinking on weekends, Rula, like going out.
What? Impossible.
I know.
Not
because of choice. This is not by choice. It's because
her husband
of
put the dick down.
My budget. My budget.
What's the budget? Like, you don't have to say the number. I'm just saying.
Right.
Like,
I'll give you an idea of this. And for anybody that's saying, oh, well, you work, you should be able to handle your own money, blah, blah, blah. I am so happy my husband has done this because we have been very fortunate that my car is paid off. I will be almost done with my student loans by the end of this year, and we have a house. So I am so...
And you're 29 years old.
Yeah, I'm not even 30
yet. You know what's going to be great about that, Sam?
No debt.
Y'all want to buy another house or something, you'll have great credit score.
Yes.
The credit score is
Yes,
crazy
Mark's important. Credit score is really, really nice. So I'm
but
very
still,
happy he does it, but I hate it.
That's long-term thinking.
Hate
you're
it.
Thinking...
Right, I'm short-term.
You're thinking this weekend.
I want the instant pleasure of going out and doing something. I need the, like, instant, you know, gratification of, like, going out, having
pleasure.
A beer and doing all that stuff. So... My budget for each month is whatever I make dog walking previously. So whatever, it's July. So whatever money I made in June, dog walking or if I did any other extra activity that I got money, that money goes towards this month's play money.
Oh, man.
So I
need to have
on
a GoFundMe.
Yes. So like with me being on vacation for a whole week, I didn't do dog walking. So that instantly cuts into my budget. And then with my family, you know, I was very fortunate for family vacation that we did not have to pay for the house, but we had to pay for our flight there. I treated my family to food and dinner when we went out. I mean, we did We did seafood for what, 8 people? So
oh,
you
damn.
Can only imagine how expensive
that
was.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
How much was that bill?
That's a car
8 people,
payment.
Let me guess. Hold on. Was this a sit-down restaurant, seafood
no,
restaurant?
No, this was, you order it all you had to order it like 3 hours ahead and then you pick it up and you bring it home. So it's cheaper than a sit-down
restaurant.
How many restaurant.
People? 8 people?
There was 8 people total, but I think only 5 of us actually ate it. But we ordered for 8 people.
Oh, okay. It must have been $150 minimum.
That was my dad offered to split the bill with us. That's how much Mark and I paid. Now times that by 2 because my dad split it. So like that,
whoa!
Right? Yeah, we paid for pizza. You know, we paid for gifts for our friends. We went and did stuff. So it's like that just all cut into the budget. And now it's like, oh gosh, that was for 1 week, and that was our whole entire budget pretty much for this whole month. So.
Okay, and speaking of where you went, I was joking with you on
so you
when you
go
got
drinking.
Back. Yeah.
Right.
You can't go. Well, I mean, but aren't there cheap beers you can buy at the
store? There are really cheap beers. I mean, realistically, if you go to a brewery, you can get a draft beer for $5. I mean, that you can't beat that. But then
it's
you add that.
$8.99 for a six-pack of, like, Shiner Blonde or something or Lawnmower.
My dad used to pay 75 cents for schooners. I remember when he'd take me to the bar.
Oh, wow.
What's a schooner?
Ooh. It's not a full beer. These little glasses, they're like,
oh, how funny.
And we had a bunch of quarters. He'd have a bunch of those, like 12 of those.
I mean, there's ways around it, but also I have beer in my fridge that costs no money because I already paid for it. Like,
But it's fun going out.
It's
and
so
just
fun. I love exploring and going to different breweries. That is one of Mark's and my, like, it's our date night, you know?
And then you got to get ready for football season because you'll be going out.
Goodbye to
well,
my
actually, you probably watch
line.
From home, though.
Can't you just work it where people don't know you're with Mark and then you just get free drinks from some dude that wants to
show
just
your
spend
feet.
Money on a pretty girl? I know that sounds terrible, but there's always a guy out there that just wants to buy a drink for a hot girl.
I haven't been offered a drink from a guy in a very long time. Even when I'm out with Jules, we don't
But
get
would Mark
gross.
Be offended if you took it? He'd be like, what? I'm right here, Sam.
Give
it's
me
like,
one,
so
too.
It's free. Yeah. $7 crap beer.
I'd be like, babe, this one's for you. And then I'd go, like, work another dude and get one for me. I know the manager. And that manager, too, over there. Just, like, call them all managers instead of guys hitting on me.
Things I've learned so far in this raw feed, it's kind of impossible to make it sound fun to save money. And also that tea can spoil because of the bacteria in your fridge.
We're learning a lot here.
We're learning so much.
It goes bad because of the bacteria in your fridge. So no more than 72 hours.
It just sucks. What else could you do? You said you were thinking about some other type of job.
So I reached out to a local brewery asking them. Well, that's the other thing too, is I don't have any restaurant service. So I was like, hi, I've been to your brewery before, and I absolutely love it. I love that it's dog friendly. I love all your beers. I haven't ever served or worked as a waitress or
how hard is it
all
to,
of that or been a bartender. But can, you know, are you guys hiring? Are you looking to hire? Like, it's not that hard to pour a beer. I know
it's
how
not
to
just
pour
not,
a beer.
Wait, do they only have beer?
Yes,
there's no other cocktails required to
that's
make. It's just pouring
have.
Beer.
It is just
breweries.
A brewery for
so
a beer.
So you would want to get a job as a bartender, not a server, because you would, if you've never waited tables, you're going to just piss everybody off, including yourself.
Probably.
So if your whole job is to be behind the bar, pull the taps, and fill the glasses, fine. I just don't know what kind of certification, how strict they are on that.
Right.
Because usually you have to go to bartending school to get that and be a certified mixologist and all that just
how
to be
a bar
behind
back?
The bar. A bar back doesn't do the beer pours. The bar back is cleaning the bar and taking the dirty glasses to the dishwasher and bringing the clean ones
I
to the bartenders.
I mean, I guess I could do that, but if it's like a mom
no,
and
you're,
pop.
No job, no guy's going to give you that with your boobs.
You're the Roland Ryan show. We can't let you
you're
have
not
going to
be a bar back. Okay, here's the other thing. Have you ever thought of maybe doing seasonal retail? Because believe it or not, the pumpkins are out, Sam. The pumpkins are out. And there are some really expensive places that need seasonal help. And you could get a great kickback on like 40% off their prices, and you can get decor stuff, and I like to do that stuff too.
That would just go. I would spend my paycheck at these places because I'd get a discount. And then I'd be like, oh, okay. At least at a brewery, it's like you have to cut yourself off eventually. You know, or
that's
maybe
true.
They'll be like,
but
okay.
But you can't drink on the job.
Should
that's
have a tap.
Jew thing.
If you're getting a, if you're getting a job at a brewery thing, thinking you can drink while you work, no, you
no,
can't.
I know. I know that. But it would just be cool because a lot of times they sample new beers and then it would be like, hey, since you work here and we want you to be able to tell the customers that come up what kind of beer is this, we want you to sample it.
There's got to be a job. Know, somebody listening right now said there's got to be a job for an attractive girl like yourself who likes to drink different kinds of beer.
It's personable,
likes to
nice.
Try different craft beers. It's almost like a beverage rep for different bars who's trying to sell them the next beer. Like, hey, carry this line.
But I mean, she doesn't want to do
like
it full
all
time.
All these lines
I can't
need
do it full
to
time.
She just needs
have
like,
a tester.
She just needs like 10 hours a week.
Yeah. She needs to be like the secret shopper for 10 hours a week. That's what she needs. Is there a secret shopper for beer? Like around different, you go restaurants and bars.
What about a secret shopper? Just go around the stores.
That's really hard to get. Like, I've looked into doing that kind of stuff. I've looked into doing other part-time jobs in the sense of like, you know, reading essays and all that. And I'm just
I
like,
say do your feet,
so
man.
Hard.
Only fans.
No, I don't want to do that. And my husband's not okay with that. Like, I want a job that is, you know, respected by my husband, but also allows me to kind of get out and do stuff. Because with him traveling so much, I feel like this would be great. Hey, Sam, can you pick up this shift? You work like 5 hours, you know, and then I'm done. But I don't know.
What else could you do?
I'm trying to look.
I mean, there's always Starbucks. You get one free coffee a day.
Trying to avoid, learn
put in
from
like the
voiceover
wrong,
stuff.
I'll put in the wrong orders just so I can drink that coffee.
Why not do everyone else is making money off voiceover work. Kevin Quinn makes a buttload of money.
That's true.
On Fever. On Fever.
Yeah, the Fiverr.
What is it?
Tassos thought it was called Fiver. It's Fiverr. F-I-V-E-R. Fiverr. And they basically pay you $5.
But
like
you can
per read.
But you can change it to anything you want.
I'll do a Fiverr.
Like whatever you're good at.
Yeah.
You can do all kinds of stuff there.
Oh,
try voice.
By the
There's
way,
so many things you can do.
Have you? Well, I don't know if this happened to you, Sam, because you've only been on our show for a couple of years, and I know you weren't on the air before this. But Eric, have you ever gone through as much as drive-through food as you talk about eating? Have you ever gone to a drive-through and talked to them in the box, and then you got to the window, they're all like giving you that smile that we all recognize that you think maybe got your face with your voice now?
No, they just look at me in disgust because they're shocked. Like,
you're back again.
They give me the order. Like, you and wait a minute. I thought this was like for you and like five people. Oh, just you.
Nope.
Oh no, it's for my work. I pretend I'm on my phone. Oh yeah, guys, the food's coming. It's I got you some food. Nobody's there, just me. Pulled over to the side, eating French fries for days.
Yeah, like
they never recognized my voice on that one.
Well. I was at a crossroads on Friday night as I was with my niece and my two girls. We had gone to a roller skating party for one of their friends, and it was way out in Katy. I don't know Katy that well. To me, Katy is like, you know, exit Barker Cypress and maybe go to the doctor or something over there.
Yeah, deep in
but
it.
This was like deep in Katy.
Into the thick of it.
Yeah. By the time we left the roller skating party, it was for an 11-year-old, and it actually went pretty late. I mean, we didn't leave till like 9:20. Started at 6:30. So by the time we got closer to our house, the girls were like, "Mommy, I know you're going to think this is crazy, but I'm really hungry." Because, you know, roller skating parties, you're not really eating a lot. It's like, okay, pizza and a snack.
For partying.
Like pizza and a piece of cookie cake or something, you know?
Skate.
And then they roller skate a lot. Like they did a workout. And so then I found myself like, I don't know where we're going to go, guys. Like, so I got on the feeder road and they give you the signs of what's coming up. And my choices were Wendy's, Taco Bell, McDonald's, or Whataburger.
Ooh, Whataburger
so
or
Whataburger,
Wendy's?
Of course, was like the first choice. Well, Whataburger had like a line like 20 cars deep.
Wendy's.
And then. I said, okay, let's go to the next stoplight. The next stoplight was McDonald's right here, Wendy's right here, Taco Bell right there. It was like, boom, boom, boom. So I go, quick, make a decision. What side am I going on? Quick, quick.
Taco Bell's messy.
And they're like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. I go, okay, let's just go to Taco Bell. Let's just go to Taco Bell. Just go to Taco Bell. You haven't had Taco Bell. So I'm talking to the guy in the box and I'm telling him, because I don't know their menu. How stupid is that? You know how annoying that must be for somebody at 10:30 at night? Be like, all right, lady, you don't know what's on the menu.
We only
that
have four
sucks.
Ingredients. What do you want, a taco shell, flour, or do you want
I
a
mean,
hard taco?
I haven't
taco?
Seen their menu in
or do
forever.
Do you want the hard taco wrapped in the soft shell?
Right.
That's
yeah.
all we got.
What do you want? Which taco?
Seriously, all I know is crunchy taco supreme and soft taco
or
supreme.
Or do you want
that's
me to just take it, ma'am, and throw it in the toilet and get rid of the middleman? Because that's where it's going to be in 30 minutes.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
So, Sam, are you familiar, like, off the bat with variety at Taco Bell other than a Taco Supreme?
No.
Like, do you
no,
know their
I,
menu?
I get what you're saying because I have, no, I always go with the same thing every single time because every single time I branch off, I'm not satisfied with it. So I always stick to the same thing. So I
so
don't know
I
what's all on their menu.
But when I got to the window, he was giving me the funny smile. I didn't know if the funny smile was because I'm the crazy lady that doesn't know the menu or he recognized my voice and he's funny smiling at me because he's like, I think I know.
I was on roses.
Well, because, no, here's the thing. I got to the box, and I said, he's like, hello, welcome to Taco Bell, blah, 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 blah. And I said, hi, just give me 1 second. Sorry, I have, like, six tacos I need to order. I need to organize. And so then I said, and my girls were like, I don't know what to order, mommy. I don't know what to order, mommy. And then I said, look, you can just get a crunchy taco supreme or a sauce taco supreme, but instead of beef, put beans if you want. Don't get the meat. And then the other one's like, I want chicken. I could not scan that menu fast enough to find a chicken anything. I was like, so I just said to him, do you guys have like a, I don't know, I'm not familiar on that. I can't chicken read taco? Fast enough. You have like a chicken something taco? Like, what's your chicken? What comes with chicken? He goes, you could do a soft taco supreme instead of beef, do chicken. I go, sure, we'll take two of those. And then we did like two bean things and then a burrito.
Do they like sour cream?
Yeah, they do like sour cream. Ugh. So it's fine. I do like sour cream. Same. So gross. I go to the window and he just had this funny smile, guys, and I couldn't read him. I couldn't read him
but
if
high.
He thought if maybe he That's heard my thinking. Voice in the box and thought,
like, I'm high
how do
fuck,
I know
man.
This voice? It wasn't high face. I've definitely seen that. It was not high face. It was really excited smile, really excited smile. And Eric and I know the excited smile because for anybody listening to Raw Feed, if you've ever seen us somewhere and maybe you recognize us by face because you follow us on Instagram or you hear our voices and you're excited because you listen to the show, I never have a problem for anybody telling me, hey, you know what? I listen to the show all the time. Two ladies
please
at the
come up to us anytime.
Said that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So but it also sounds very conceited to say, do you recognize my voice? Is that what you're looking at? I mean, you know, I didn't know how to react to it. So he was just really excited and super sweet. And he gave me the order and I left. And guess what? He forgot a damn taco.
See?
I was like, shit.
Did you go back or did you say screw it?
And I go, no, we're not going back. We're not going back. Just that's what we have.
Yep.
That's what we have. Yep. He forgot a taco.
When I was
super excited to give me the sauce and all the stuff, but he forgot a darn taco.
When I went to that Roger Clemens where I got a hit batting practice off him, this couple was there and she was on crutches and she worked with my friend Noosa that got me in there.
Yeah,
and she came up and we're talking and I was talking to her fiance and he's a big fan of the show. He knew who I was. And I talked to her, and she's on crutches, and I never said who I was. She's like, man, I feel like I know you. So I kind of knew she probably thought from the radio, but I'm like, I'm not going to be that guy. Well, I'm on the radio. So I never said anything. And then an hour later, after batting practice, we were leaving, and she just found out. She was, oh, wait a minute. Oh, you're producer Eric? I didn't know that. Oh, man. And then her husband, because he does media stuff, like TV, to fix TV, for our houses, like the fancy media stuff.
Audio-visual guy. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he's like, I was going to come over and get some beers afterwards. He's like, oh, my girlfriend thought I was so cool that she's going to meet you and that you weren't the type of guy that said, you know who I
Don't
am type thing. Yeah.
That's
the thing. But
Don't
like Rudula says that, you kind of know somebody probably thinks.
Right. You sound conceited if you say it and you're wrong, but you have a feeling that they're looking at you because they don't know either. They can't place how they know you or they know it's you and they're too embarrassed to say something to you, but they're smiling a lot.
And then I always ask, do you have a camera? That way you can take a photo. And I don't know if that's a dickish thing. Does that sound like a douche? Like this lady almost ran me over at Specs. Big fan of the show. I just forgot her name. And so I'm like, what the? And I was like, put my drinks in my truck and I look back and she's like, hey Eric, I saw Rula the other day and I said, I can't believe I just saw you. And we're talking and I'm like, well, you want to take a photo?
Yeah. So
I figured you probably want a photo.
That's a dickish move, Eric. I think because
if I saw somebody I love, I want a photo.
Yes.
Yeah, and people always want one. They want to ask for one. And so sometimes we just cut out the middleman by just saying, do you want to take a photo? But then again, it'd be weird if they're like, no, I'm good.
I think that's happened to me. It's like, are you sure? Come on.
No, I don't need a picture with you. Yeah. So the ladies at the roller skating rink wanted to take a picture with me. And I was like, sure, cool.
Well, if you're looking like shit, though, it's like, oh, man, damn it.
And I told her that, too. I said, listen, girls. I mean, it's just by some miracle of God that I straightened my hair today because I was moving. And I came straight to this roller rink so we wouldn't be late for this party. And she goes, if that's what you like when you're moving, then you're doing just fine. Because
nice.
At least my hair was straight. I said, oh, that chi. I'll give that chi some props. My chi iron. Mm-hmm. Quick, chi, chi, chi. But yeah, I did the picture with them. And then I got paranoid because I had my mask and then I didn't have it on the picture.
Oh,
and I was thinking, oh, is that going to be weird? I mean, yes, I have the vaccine, but now that COVID variant's getting real crazy.
Yeah, screw everybody. People can, whatever. You got your vaccine. You're doing your job.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of tricky right now, but
I remember the first time I ever got recognized. Rue and I were eating at Subway by our old station. Remember, we where City Streets, all that, where that Chick-fil-A
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
They took it down now in Richmond.
Yeah.
We walked across.
Subway over there by Golf Galaxy and stuff in that strip center?
Yeah, it used to be a Subway in there. You and I okay. walked and we sat down and this lady's like, oh, is that Rula and Eric? They thought we were dating or something. And then she's like, oh, I love the show. I was talking about it. And I thought that was so cool.
Sam, do you know how many times Eric and I have been mistaken for being a couple? Plenty of times.
I'm sure. That's funny.
When he first moved here, I took him to the Greek festival on Eldridge on the west side.
Oh, yeah.
And my friends were like, who's this guy? And I was like, oh, it's my producer. He just started with us. He lives right around the corner. So I was, is your boyfriend or something? And I was like, oh, no. He's
right,
just
right,
my coworker.
Right.
It was yeah, Blank Buddies.
Then, yeah. Yeah. That's in his dreams. And then we went to Pitbull with the KRBE family at the rodeo. And
oh,
two
yeah.
people saw us on the ramps
that's
walking
we
down
drunk.
From the seats. And we were smash-olad because we got the party bus waiting for us. And somebody made a comment there, but that's when we were both married.
Yeah, but we were walking down, we were holding each other. They're trying to like not fall down the ramp.
Eric is my safety net, Sam. You know, you have like a guy friend. I don't know if you have this now that you're married, but he's like my, when I was single, he was like my safety net. Or if Tasso's not around, Eric is my person. Like he came to my townhouse when I was single because I was waiting for a delivery and I didn't want to be in there by myself. So these dudes thought that I'd lived alone. Mm-hmm. I didn't want them to think, there's a single girl's place. So I made
that's
it look like
scary.
He's the man in the house. And they tracked fresh dog shit off their shoes
oh,
up my
worst.
Brand new carpet.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah, but I remember telling Eric he just needs to come here and sit on the couch and drink a beer like he lives here. Because you've
like,
got to
hey,
think
woman,
about that kind of
give
stuff.
Give me another beer. Put my wife beater shirt on. Oh, yeah. I look like I'm...
Now shut your mouth and make me a sandwich.
Oh, where's my God. Sandwich?
Shut your pothole, make me a sandwich.
Like, Sam, oh, have yeah. you been recognized? Have you been recognized anywhere?
Yes. It happened. There was two moments that I really... Or no, three moments that I really remember, which I thought was awesome. Because, of course, the one was in front of my parents, my mom, my dad, and my little brother. When
ooh,
they came to visit, we were at...
Bonus.
We were at Walgreens.
Oh, that's super fancy.
So that was so cool. And my parents were just so... You could just tell how proud they were. I mean, that's just what made me feel so good. It's just how proud they were.
What did the Walgreens
were.
Person say to you? Are you Sam? Or, Sam! She's you're like, buying a pregnancy test? Amazing! I hope it's positive!
Did you need any more Plan B stuff? What?
Right?
What? No, 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 not me. No, what? Huh?
Oh, you're not getting any of that with your parents in town? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put that in
your
the bag.
Hemorrhoid cream?
Yeah,
what?
I'll put that in the bag, Sam. No, it was just, I think it was just something like, wait, like they couldn't believe that I was Sam from the Rule and Ryan show. So my parents thought that was super cool. And then one time I was coming out of a gas station carrying beer and some guy
yeah,
goes,
that's what they knew you.
Yo, you're Sam, aren't you? And I was like, yeah, hi. Like I, you know, that was super new and that was pretty
that's
cool.
Awesome.
The worst is getting recognized in your own, like, habitat, which is like when I'm at Total Wine or Specs, and I'm looking because I remember a couple of girls have done that, stopped me at Total Wine, like, oh my God, we're actually seeing it happen. We've heard you talk about
you're
how much
buying bourbon.
Yeah.
You're
I'm like, oh yeah,
booze.
It's yeah, the real deal. This ain't no shtick,
right?
I love booze. Although I've kind of calmed down lately. I had a bad problem there for like 3 or 4 months. I was buying hundreds of bottles or dollars of bottles a
oh
week.
Oh my gosh, Eric.
But I stopped. Yeah, yeah. But I haven't bought any for like four or 5 weeks.
Which
like,
brings us back around to the start of the raw feed where Sam said she has to stop with her spending.
Yeah.
And you've
yes.
done it already for
there
6 weeks.
There you go.
Weeks.
The best, my wife told me last Saturday, they stayed in Galveston because we had our friend, the actor. I stayed home with my mm-hmm. girls because one was not feeling the best. And I said, oh, it'd be better if we stay here. They went to Specs. They bought like $1,000 worth of booze. And the lady's like,
what?
Oh, are you have a wedding to go to? She's like, no. Party
no.
for the weekend.
This is for us.
This is
they
just
like
a normal.
Don Julio 70s. And,
oh, my God.
And then, like, all this fancy wine and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's my family. That's my in-laws.
Oh, my God.
But one quick story, because I know we got to wrap it up here. She was telling me, I'm sure it's okay to talk about.
Maybe.
Our friend that's an actor, he was in Hunger Games with Jennifer Lawrence, and they became friends.
Sure.
He just said she was the shit, man. She's awesome. She down to earth. And they did this scene, and then the clouds came out. So they're like, okay, guys, we're at the break for the day. We're done. So she's like, hey, you want to go get high? He's like, okay. So they went and smoked some weed.
Wait, Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
And them. And they're talking and that. All of a sudden they go, ksh, hey, everybody, the sun broke. We can go back to doing the scene.
Oh, man.
They're like, oh, shit. She's like, I'm high as I'm how are we going to do this? We're so high. And they got back there. They're freaking out. And then all of a sudden the clouds came back like, oh, we're done. Canceled for the day. We're not going to do any more. So.
And they're like, yes.
I know. I was just laughing. Just thinking about Jennifer Lawrence. Because I've always heard good things about her. But then to hear that she's like so down to earth and just doesn't take herself seriously.
Yeah, that's just awesome.
Just has fun.
I love when she fell up the stairs in that giant, amazing dress when she won her Oscar. And she goes, of course, that just happened to me. Because only it can happen to her, and she pulls it off so amazingly.
Yep.
Like, nobody thought it was, like,
the Kardashians, if that happened to them, they'd be, oh, my God. That'd be a whole episode on their show.
Sam, if you ever need to laugh, because it's so brutal, it's so savage, but if you ever need to laugh, you want to see the definition of, you are not going to rain on my parade and steal my spotlight. It is a classic video of Destiny's Child. It's Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle. And they're doing the strut part of their dance on a live stage in front of an audience. And Michelle falls off the stage.
Oh,
and Kelly and Beyonce just look at her side and just keep strutting. Like, they're like, we are not breaking from this choreography. Michelle, you better get back up on here.
One down. We're not all going.
We're not all falling.
Wow. I'm not stopping because you stopped.
Remember when Ryan fell off the stage at the roadshow? That was our last one, wasn't it?
Yeah, with a hungry hippo.
Oh, yeah, because he was almost pushed off the stage because that was very hard to control.
That's true.
That was very hard to control. That's true. Anyway, so for those of you who are catching this podcast, August the 6th, because live date today is July 26th, August the 6th. So next Friday from 2 to 4, we'll be in Galveston on the Seawall at the Float Pool and Patio Bar. And we'll be doing this raw feed live in front of you guys for anybody who wants
to show
up. We'll play
games. We're going
to
make it interactive games with everybody that's there with the show. And we're going to do this once a month. So not just Galveston. We'll go other places. So if you are maybe in the woodlands.
Eric's couch. We'll be in Eric's
pool. I know. That's what I would. I'm like, oh, man, maybe we should have just done a road show, guys. It would have been a lot easier. Just one, just 2 hours and we're done. But now we're doing 5 hours. But it's going to be fun. Or actually, we're doing 10 hours.
Man. If we okay, go stop
do
calculating.
This till end of
stop
the year.
It. Stop it.
I know. So y'all have a great day. Go to krbe.com or download the app if you already have it to hear us that way. And we will see you August the 6th, 2 to 4 at Float on the Seawall. And it'll be really fun for the first ever Raw Feed Road Show. And yes, Ryan will be part of that one because he has to be.
Oh, yeah. He might be a little late, but he'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't here today. He didn't even try. Did we start at like 10?
No
right.
comment. Look at the time.
He's busy. He's trying to survive.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
True survival mode.
You get healthy, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, guys. Have a great day, Sam and Eric. Thanks for hanging out.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
Sam's like, Eric's like, oh, I will. I just heard the spank bank right in your mind. Just
Get
out of here.
Hello,
just
ladies.
Get out of here. I'm out of here. Bye, raw feeders. Thank you. Bye.